This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from Bellevue, Washington, is the executive director, I think. I never get this right. I know he's the man. He is the man. His name is Alan Gottlieb. How are you doing today, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Actually, officially, I'm the executive vice president or founder.
Okay. You're just the man.
Okay.
When I introduce you, you're just going to be the man.
Okay.
So, I am sure that since sometime around noon yesterday, you have been highly sought after. I don't know how many interviews you probably had to do. And at the same time, while we're enjoying this stuff, you also have things that are happening that are still sort of... They bear attention, but let's talk about first what we got out of the Supreme Court. Are you satisfied with that?
I am extremely satisfied with that. You know, I've always said that we were going to win this case, but the question was how big a win it was going to be.
Right.
And this win, in looking at it, they worded it slightly different than I was hoping it would go for as far as how big a win it was. But they actually may have gone further in their wording than I ever expected it to go. So I'm pretty pleased. The main thing is, and it's not so much what the media has been talking about, they're really talking about how it knocked out the New York law and how it impacts, you know, eight other states and possibly the District of Columbia, which has already had their law frozen anyway, you know, on issuance of permits that their whole system can't use it. But the part that's sort of falling below the radar just a little bit is the fact that, you know, in the past, there's been a two-step process the courts that were invented by the courts. They totally invented themselves. But a two-step process for determining if a gun law was unconstitutional or not. And
right.
The first part was that, you know, did the law violate, you know, Second Amendment rights? And, of course, in that case, most of them do. But then you had to pass the second part test, which worked out into a level of scrutiny. And it was, you know, like strict scrutiny, intermediate scrutiny, and rational basis. And strict scrutiny would mean basically that the burden of proof is on the government, that they use the least restrictive means possible to infringe on people's rights, and they had, a real reason of doing it, which is part of the part two test, was that is there a public interest in passing the law in the first place? And if you went and the two part test, that would always allow the government to argue that we always had a reason to do it, like, i.e., we need to keep people safe. You know, guns are used in crime. It didn't, you know, now the two part test is gone. The second part is gone. It's one part too many, the court said. So they only have to take a look at, quote unquote, the first part, which is, does it infringe on rights? And to do so, the court said they had to use the history and text. They couldn't use anything else. So that pretty much means now that when in the past, when some of these lower courts would thumb their nose at our Second Amendment rights in previous Supreme Court decisions, now the courts can't use the same kind of arguments, like, i.e., we have to protect the people, so hence we're banning guns. And it's okay even if it's a right because we have a reason to do it. Now they don't. Now they're not allowed to have a reason to do it. If it violates the rights, they can't violate them. That is a really big step forward. that actually is better than even saying that you had to use strict scrutiny or you couldn't use rational basis, but you might be able to use intermediate scrutiny. They didn't set the level of scrutiny, but they basically said scrutiny doesn't matter. If you violate people's rights, tough, you can't do it. That is really important because that is going to mean only the first part of the test plays into it. So if the feeling that this really truly infringes on Second Amendment rights, they can't uphold the law, period. That's just great for us for a lot of the court cases we currently have going on. And likewise, some of the ones in the past that we've sort of lost because they pretty much like, you know, example, the California handgun roster case where they said that they could, you know, ban certain handguns if you weren't on this roster, and to get on a roster you had to meet various criteria and it was in the interest of public safety or whatever it might be. Well, now that test is gone. And so now with looking at the California handgun roster, it's just by saying people can't buy certain handguns, are their rights violated? And if they are, it doesn't matter. The government can't have an excuse. That's it. The law is not valid.
This is going to have a long-lasting effect on this. This is definitely a chill on gun grabbing or gun prohibition. Simply because their problem is going to be banning guns. If you're allowed to carry guns, if it's a constitutional right to carry guns, they can't really ban them, can they?
Well, let me play devil's advocate with you for a second.
Okay, right? Let's do that.
This deals with only concealed carry.
Right.
Okay, it's what the law that they knocked out was. And, you know, the question is going to be, it doesn't deal with anything with open carry. And, you know, certain guns, example, the concealed carry, a lot of the laws are written in a way that it has to be basically a handgun that you're carrying. So if you're carrying a rifle, maybe it doesn't apply. Your theory may not work for that. So but I think they couldn't ban rifles for other reasons, not because of this particular ruling directly. But the problem is going to be rifles are commonly owned and are protected by, you know, Heller and McDonald. And that, again, if it's only the one-part test, does the Constitution give you a right to have, you know, a rifle or a shotgun? Yes, it does. And it doesn't matter. Now you can't argue, yeah, but quote-unquote, an assault weapon, as an example, is inherently dangerous, you know, and whatever. And as a result, you can't have them or you can't have, a magazine that holds more than 15 rounds. That's because they're going to get hit on the first part of this to begin with. So it doesn't really matter about, you know, concealing guns. It's going to matter about the test. And the test now is that basically the court said you don't need to come up with a type of scrutiny because anything that says this person can't own something that they should be able to own under the Second Amendment based on history and text, they can own.
Well, I guess now, like, for example, in Washington State, you guys just, what is it, SB 4078, 7078, what is it?
Something like that, but you're talking about the magazine ban.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, Washington State, actually, 1st of July, it goes into effect that you cannot buy or sell magazines that hold over 10 rounds. If you have them, you can keep them and use them, but you can't, you know, buy them or sell them. Well, the Attorney General of Washington State just admitted that this lawsuit, this win, in the U.S. Supreme Court, hurts his case, helps our case against it that we filed in court, because it makes it a whole lot more difficult for them to justify it. They can't. What they're justifying it, trying to say, is, gee, magazines that hold over 10 rounds are more dangerous than magazines that hold under less 10 rounds because people can fire more bullets. They can't make that argument now because it doesn't matter. If the Second Amendment says that you can have something and it's the right to keep and bear arms, that's it. The second part of that test is no longer valid.
Right. Well,
so
I'm anxious to see.
The state of Washington has a harder time defending their law.
So, we're coming up on the first break. You can find Alan's organization, saf.org. Go check them out there. Join them. Join Second Amendment Foundation. They're the ones doing these kind of lawsuits that lead to these kind of things. And when we come back, I want to talk about what you think they might try to do. Is that because, you know, the Democrats never saw something in the Constitution they couldn't try to figure out a workaround. So I want to see what you think we might be seeing in these places. If everything changes now, or if they're still going to try to defy this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is going to mainly affect, what, seven states? Seven states have May issue schemes in place.
It may be eight states: California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and, of course, New York. The problem is that some of them are may issue but don't ask for special, needs to be able to have the gun. You have to show special purpose, whatever, why you should be, have the right that they want, extra information, data, or they're saying you don't have a special need for it.
Okay.
So not all these eight states may actually be totally blown away by the Supreme Court decision. Some of their statute may be blown away, but not all of it. But some of the key states, particularly like Hawaii and California, Massachusetts, Maryland, they have big problems. New Jersey, big problem.
Murphy thinks he can hold everything in place from what I'm reading.
Well, so, I don't know how he's going to be able to do that. I mean, I've read that statement from him as well. I don't buy that.
I guess we're going to see now. Kathy Hochul and Eric Adams, Governor of New York State, Mayor of New York City, they also seem to think that they're going to be able to do whatever they want and pass more gun laws. I think Gavin Newsom has got 16 new ones that he plans to sign at some future date, which I can't imagine what those are going to be. But, I mean, are they getting redundant with some of this stuff?
Well, they're more than redundant. Yeah, you're right, Bill. But Gavin Newsom in California, we've already worked with attorneys to file suit against some of this new stuff they want to do. Likewise, we're looking at reviving some of the suits that we filed before and not won on, now that there's almost this one-step process. It's violated your rights, and they can't play games, saying, oh, well, it's okay to violate your rights because we need to. They can't do that anymore, and so we're going to bring back some of the suits, particularly in California, that we didn't win on in the past, because now we're going to get to win on them again. We're going to refile them.
Were your guys standing by, keeping their powder dry, waiting on this to come out so they could decide what the next move should be or would be?
Oh, that's a given. Definitely, yes. The problem is we didn't realize it was going to be as good as it was for sure. I mean, all of our hopes and prayers got answered.
Right.
I have three law firms right now that are working on revisiting suits we filed in the past that we didn't win on, because now we can win on those suits. And two, looking at the current ones we've got plus future ones that we're going to have to file because, as you mentioned, the mayor of New York, Governor Newsom, the governor of New York as well, and the mayor, the governor there, they're looking at passing more laws. And one of the things they're looking at in New York City is, and I want to talk a bit about New York City in another matter as well, but what they're looking at is declaring whole neighborhoods as a sensitive place. And so because a lot of people, quote unquote, live in this neighborhood, you can't have a gun there. And, of course, we don't believe that's going to be able to stand up in court now at all based on this ruling. And so my guess is they're going to try to stretch it as far as they can. And because they hate guns and gun owners so much, they're going to overreach and we're going to have another key victory there. But right now we had a case. New York City also has a concealed carry law to get a permit. It's even stricter than the state law that just got struck down. And we already have a suit against that was put on hold pending the Supreme Court determination and ruling in the New York State case. So I expect us early next week to be filing a motion to immediately remove the New York City law from the books and get that played as quick as possible. This New York City is worse than the state, so we should definitely win on that, and that'll set New York City back to square one as well.
Now, there, I'm going to have to presume that there are some fairly, like Seattle. Does Seattle have concealed carry?
The state of Washington has concealed carry. We have one of the better concealed carry laws in the country. Ours was enacted back in 1935, and in the late 1970s or early 80s, I can't remember for sure,
right.
We increased it and made it even better. When the state of Washington has a preemption statute, so Seattle cannot, quote-unquote, ban carry in Seattle. In fact, they tried to ban carry in public parks, and we sued and we won and knocked that law off the books already.
Well, the reason I ask that is because, Alan has some radio stations, and he very kindly carries me on his radio stations. And they're the number 12 radio stations, that's the number 12 radio market in the United States. And that's based on population density. And one of the claims they're making is you can't have that many people in that small a space and have them running around with weapons, except... How many concealed carriers go out there and shoot people willy-nilly in Seattle?
None. I mean, let's be honest. The gun cover prohibition lobby doesn't look facts and logic or statistics. It's all emotion, and they hate guns, and it doesn't matter to them. That's why they hate this U.S. Supreme Court case so much, because it's very factual and on point. And all they want to talk about is, this is going to allow people to have more guns. If we have more guns, we're going to have more people killed. Oh, my God, we just got to get rid of guns. Except they have a constitutional right to have them, and they don't want to admit it. And that's the fight we have, and it's going to continue on in infinity, because the gun grabbers don't care about rights.
Have you seen the other argument I like is how the Supreme Court decided it's okay for people to run around with guns unless they're outside of a judge's house, which there's a law covering that one. I find that just hilarious. And at the same time, they also, I expect to see the most violence in the Roe versus Wade stuff happening in the blue cities. Would you concur with that?
Well, I just read a news story about how they're planning all kinds of violence against people that help pregnant women to have their babies and things of that nature. So we'll see what happens this weekend, but I'm glad I'm armed.
Alan is one of those. When you walk up on Alan, the first thing you think is, this man is much too cerebral to be carrying a gun, but I know that he's probably armed to the teeth. I've never said, Alan, show me your carry piece, but, I just have this sense of things. As we head into the break, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. It is full, just the board of directors is full of a who's who of gun advocates. And they've got so many people that have a way to get the word out. The outreach from the Second Amendment Foundation is outrageous. It dwarfs anything else that is out there today. And even NRA, definitely NRA. They dwarf them. It's unbelievable. SAF.org. Go join them today. We'll be right back talking to Alan Gottlieb. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As pro-abortion groups rage against the Supreme Court's Friday decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, law enforcement agencies across the country are preparing for violent unrest. incensed by the decision, groups such as Ruth Sent Us and Jane's Revenge have called for supporters to unleash violent protests nationwide. Meantime, many Republicans on Capitol Hill are celebrating the decision, including Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York.
Today's historic Supreme Court decision is a victory for the sanctity of life. It will save countless innocent children.
President Biden saying reproductive rights will be on the ballot in November's midterm elections, Biden calling the decision by the Supreme Court cruel and outrageous. You're listening to USA Radio News. Friday marks 1 year since the deadly Surfside, Florida condo collapse. There's a public memorial being held involving family members, emergency officials, and politicians. Urban search and rescue crews will read the names of the 98 victims, and a torch will burn in their memory. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis revealing that a portion of Collins Avenue, where the building once stood, is being renamed 98 Points of Light Road.
So every time people drive by, they're going to be reminded that there were great people that lived in that tower.
General Motors is pulling the plug on its vaccination and COVID-19 reporting policy in Canada on Sunday. The decision comes just days after automaker Stellantis was ordered to end its vaccine mandate by an arbitrator. Ford Motor Company also plans to soon end its vaccination requirements in Canada. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Let me set the stage here, Alan. Here we're looking at what could be an unprecedented red wave coming down the pike, making what happened to Clinton look like a sort of a bad day at Romper Room. All of this stuff is in place. Everything that is happening in the United States today, inflicted by the Democrats, they got control of everything. They own it all. And then John Cornyn and Lindsey Graham and Tom Tillis and a few other Tweedledees and Tweedledimwits get together and decide, well, we got to do something because of that shooting that happened at Uvalde. And now we have a bill that has been sent to Pelosi, who just looked at it and said, copy and paste that, put some House bill underneath that, and we're going to vote on it, we're going to pass it, and we're going to give it to President Biden. Hey, this is a win! My first thought would be, is marijuana legal on the Republican side of the Senate?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm not mistaken that Boehner, former Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
He's a big lobbyist for the marijuana industry.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that, old John Boehner. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know for sure, but let me say that there are significant parts of this piece of legislation, this bill, that I do not support. But I also want to say it's not as bad as a lot of people make it out to be, and it's not a big win like the other side is claiming it is for their side either. And there are some problems with it, but I'd rather look at this as being a coffee cup half full rather than a coffee cup half empty, because there's no ban of assault weapons in it. There's no magazine ban in it. There's no ban for 18 to 20-year-olds, young adults being able to buy semi-automatic firearms. Everything that's on their initial wish list is not in here.
Right.
And so while there are some bad things in it as well, nowhere near as severe as that, it's this stupid mentality about how they think this is going to solve the problem. Nothing in this bill, quite frankly, would have solved the shooting, the school shooting in Texas.
No.
With the slight maybe exception of they're trying to get juvenile records, quote unquote, into the database for NICS on background checks, because the shooter passed the background check, and if he did not have a sealed juvenile domestic misdemeanor in his record that they knew about, he would have been denied the purchase if that was public. It wasn't. But the bill doesn't demand that those records be made public. All it does is encourage states, quote unquote, gives them money to get more records in. Doesn't tell more records have to go in, or quote unquote, unseal records. So they weren't intellectually honest about that as well. So there's nothing probably in this bill that would have prevented the thing in Texas from happening to begin with. So, and when they come out talking about how this is going to save thousands of lives, it's not going to save any lives.
Yeah.
So again, it misdirects everything all over again. But this bill is not a sky is falling bill, as quite frankly.
But that's interesting the way you put it, a misdirection bill. Because this is them doing something. Now, my only problem with this, though, Alan, is that the Republicans played along with this. They didn't have to do this.
Well, let me jump on that. You're right. They didn't have to do this. But if they were going to do it, they should have gotten gun owners something in return.
Right.
Like national reciprocity.
Like right.
Like school teachers being armed. They should have held their ground and made sure that if you're going to give up a little bit of something that doesn't really hurt you that much, you give us something that helps us a whole lot. And that's where they failed gun owners.
Well, and as far as, I was a little, Lindsey Graham, who is my senior senator, seems to think red flag laws are a stupendous, stupendous idea. But my thought on that was this. When Roe versus Wade was overturned today, that triggered a whole bunch of laws in the other states where abortion is now banned at some level. Because they never went along with this whole idea that abortion was a constitutional right in most of these states. And I'm also thinking that along the ways, when Lindsey Graham calls up the governor of South Carolina, that maybe the South Carolina legislature might get out there and say, oh, Lindsey Caldwell, we don't care. We're not interested in that. We're not even going to consider that, because that's all they're offering right now is some sort of an, I'm sure it's a money incentive, some sort of a grant or something to put these in place. I mean, do you expect to see that heavily adopted? Yeah.
No, because the states who are going to heavily adopt it already did it.
Right.
And the other states aren't going to do it. But they also copped out on it. It's not money for red flag laws that the state might pass. Red flag laws and other intervention, mental health, help. So that's why the Republicans went along with it, because they wanted the money. And a lot of their states, like Cornyn and Texas, knows Texas is never passing a red flag law.
Right.
And now Texas will get money for other mental health intervention. So he's able to get money for the state. And that they manipulated, and that's how they got it passed. So it isn't really truly pushing for just red flag laws. It's giving them an option to go different ways. So again, it isn't as bad as it could have been. But it shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Right.
The real problem is they should have again demanded that, okay, the money can go to states to implement red flag laws if there's certain protections built in for, due process, which these laws don't have right now, and likewise maybe for legal fees for gun owners who can't afford to go to court to get to fight this, because, I don't have $10,000 for an attorney retainer to save my $300 handgun, or maybe they should have also had in there things that would be penalties for people who, quote-unquote, lied and said somebody was a threat when they weren't. so they'd be liable for false information against the gun owner. That's not in there either. They could have put those things in there, and I think gun owners would have said, okay, now this makes more sense, but they didn't do that.
You know, the whole thing with background checks and all, like the enhanced background check, I can't wait to see what that looks like. But, I mean, the background check in and of itself, it's supposed to be a violation if you falsify the 4473. I'm not talking about some guy who has the same, you know, some Hispanic American who has the same last name as some drug pusher on in Michoacan, right? I'm not talking about that guy where it's just a mixed up identity. I'm talking about the guy who just shows up on the prohibited list. And then if they do a little more investigation, they find out he's not on the prohibited list. But with the ones that they find out that are actually prohibited, they do nothing to them. And I know FFLs that have actually called the cops and said, this guy can't buy a gun, and he's trying to obtain a gun. And nobody shows up. The ATF doesn't show up. Local cops don't show up. I mean, shouldn't they be trying to make the systems that are already in place that are failing on a daily basis? Because all these other guys keep passing these background checks and carrying out these atrocities. So the background check is obviously not a determining factor as to stopping a criminal from doing a bad thing. Shouldn't they be trying to fix that?
You're 100% correct. They should be. But also they have stuck in that database as well people that are prohibited but didn't know they were prohibited. And, you know, and they were never told they were prohibited. And so, hence, if you tried to prosecute some of those people, you'd probably lose in court. But if the people had a crime 60 years ago that they didn't even know prohibited them from owning a gun, they were never told by the court or anybody else they couldn't own one. Now
right.
They decide they want to own one, and, you know, and you have to show an intent, and there really wasn't an intent. And most people from the background checks that flunked the background check didn't know that they were prohibited. So when you see that so few people prosecuted, it's because, one, a lot of places they should prosecute and don't. But a lot of places they shouldn't be prosecuting to begin with anyway, and it shows how messed up the system is, and that what they really need is a real, true, good list of people that are prohibited, and they don't really have that. The database is corrupted.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people on the database, again, and shouldn't be there at all, because they may have been charged with something and not convicted, but their name is there anyway, or their name, you know, is similar to somebody else's, like you mentioned. But once you're in that category, try to get your name off there. It's next to impossible. And if you're able to do it, it's going to take you 18 months, 2 years, 3 years to do it. And usually you need an attorney. You don't have the money to go get the attorney
yeah.
to do it.
Hang on for me a minute. We're coming up on the break. Alan Gottlieb, he's the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The SilverLungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the SilverLungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Alan Gottlieb. He is the he's the man at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Now, we talked about the new legislation that has just come down the pike from the Democrats and the Tweedledees. We talked about the Supreme Court. We've talked about what's happening in Washington State. Let's finish this with, you know, right now they're trying to, Biden is trying to use the ATF to look at, you know, look at AR-15 pistols. He's trying to do something about the poly 80% lowers and all this other stuff. Where are we standing on that right now, and what is that looking like?
Good. I'm glad you asked that question. Before I answer it, I just want to jump in with something slightly different.
Yes.
I heard your commercial for Aero Precision.
Yes.
Out of the show, and I just want to personally thank that company. Aero Precision is selling 30-round magazines, which are now banned in Washington State, nationwide, with a special engraving on it.
Yes.
About Senate Capacity Magazine and the Second Amendment Foundation Aero Precision's logos, with the proceeds going to help support our litigation in Washington State. So I just really want to thank your advertiser. They're a phenomenally great company, and they're doing some really great work in helping fund out one of our key lawsuits. So on air, I want to thank you for running their commercials, and I want to thank them for running them.
Well, I mean, Aero is there's a little bit of Aero DNA in just about every AR-15 out there. I'm convinced of that. And when I saw what they were doing with that, and I saw that, I've been trying to get a hold of one of them so I can just get one of those for myself. I'd just like to have a commemorative Second Amendment Foundation mag for my AR.
Yeah, but, I believe they're on their website, or just call their 800 number and they'll get it for you. Anyway, in answering your question, I'm going to answer it in a sort of a backhanded way, because a number of months ago, actually over a year ago, the Second Amendment Foundation filed suit against the Biden administration's and the ATF were trying to come out with redefining what an arm brace was, and trying to ban arm braces. And we filed suit on that, and they violated the Administrative Procedures Act, and they had to quote-unquote, open up a comment period, which they opened up and got 200,000 comments on. And they're still going through the comments to do their report and their final quote-unquote rule. And in the interim, we both agreed, the Biden administration and the Second Amendment Foundation, that we'd put the lawsuit on hold until they came up with a new rule, and then them not opposing us to amend our lawsuit so that the rule got any stronger or violated rights any further, we could add those claims to our suit. So we're already in court on that to begin with, and with the possibility we'll be folding into it some of their other quote-unquote executive orders or procedures that ATF might come up with regard to any other gun parts as well. And so that's in the works right now. We're first, Second Amendment Foundation is first online with that lawsuit. The ATF's attorneys, our attorneys just met with our attorneys, and they're now saying that that new rule will not be in place until at least December of this year and maybe slide into next year. So nothing is going to happen in those areas at this juncture until December or, you know, January or maybe a little further, at which time our suit will take effect. We'll amend it to include any new stuff they come up with and be in court virtually immediately.
Hmm. Yeah, See, for me, I like AR-15 pistols, and I have a sponsor who actually serializes and properly builds out a poly 80 lower. So, for me, I kind of feel like I have at least a casual dog in this fight in both of these cases. And I don't understand what the public safety goal is, because I know, like, for example, with the ghost gun thing, with the whole ghost gun nonsense, aren't most ghost guns that they find, aren't they actually factory-built guns that they scraped the serial number off of?
That is 100% my understanding. However, the percentages are sliding with more and more people now just making their own gun without a serial number on it.
Right.
Because when the government starts to publicize all this and people read about it in the paper, they're going to say, okay, I'm going to go and buy one of those and make my own gun with a serial number the government doesn't have on purpose. So the government's actually, by going after so-called ghost guns, they're actually helping to sell more of them.
Now, my other understanding is that the whole 80% lower thing is not nearly as much aimed at AR-15s as it is at pistols. Isn't that sort of the opposite of the way they normally go? Normally, it's the AR-15 that's the low-hanging fruit. But in this case, we have this, it's pistols.
Well, Bill, you may be right, but I think they're going after both. The information crossing my desk is that they'd like to stop it on both, not just pistols, but on rifles as well. And, of course, they're very, very, very concerned about people making their own guns using 3D printers.
Well, that will have to be a... my son has tried that. It's not the easiest thing to do. I mean, you need to know how to do something with rosin mixture and everything else to make a gun that will properly flex under the stress of having the trigger pulled. You can definitely make a bunch of things that look like them.
Well, actually, there are a couple that are out there now that people are making that are pretty good, and the technology improves every single day, and that's what the anti-gunner is worried about. If everybody can just plug their computer into a printer in their own home and make their own gun, gun control is out the window, so to speak, and
right.
The gun prohibition lobby knows that. They're not very happy or pleased about it. This Supreme Court ruling, let me come back to all this. So the Supreme Court ruling that we just had, the argument they've been using against anybody making their own gun or something is that, quote-unquote, it could enter the criminal, flow of guns, and that's bad, and we have, a reason we need to, a public interest and why we need to stop it. The Supreme Court decision got rid of public interest. Now it's if it violates your rights, it violates your rights. And I think I have a right to make my own gun.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's been that way since how long? Since pre-United States?
Yes, if you have to go to history and text of the Second Amendment, there's nothing there that's saying the right to keep your arms doesn't allow me to make my own gun.
It's always something, isn't it? It's always something. They're always looking for some little shenanigan to throw in the way to go against people with protecting themselves and having guns. And I guess now that part of it is, well, that's been slammed. That's been spiked, hasn't it? That part's been spiked. It'll just be interesting to see.
Yeah, but we know that the opponents of, you know, lawful gun ownership will do everything they can to continue down the path. And, you know, even all the way from packing the courts so they can get, you know, 30 members on the court to support their position, that is to overrule, you know, our 6-3 decision, or, you know, anything they need to try and get around it. And there are going to be a lot of the lower court judges as well that's just going to pretend the Supreme Court didn't rule. So this case, I mean, the politicians as well, I mean, this isn't going to go away. If you saw the uproar, like you started the show off with, you know, the mayor of New York, the governor of New York, the governor of California, the gun grabbers aren't going to go away. So, unfortunately, I don't get to retire.
That is unfortunate. But then again, I wouldn't be able to call you to have you come on the show if you quit. So, it's a plus for me, Alan.
Well, I could do the show for you from the beaches in Hawaii and be really happy.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is just appoint somebody to run your day-to-day, and then you could do that.
Yeah, but finding people these days that want to work is not easy. And I work 24/7. I mean, it's not exactly easy hours. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It takes away from your family. You also have to put up with threats from the gun grabbers who want to kill you because, quote unquote, they hate your guts and everything you stand for.
That always amuses me, though. I've had people videoing my house after Aurora and everything, and I just stood outside. I stepped outside, brass checked my pistol, and headed their way.
Yeah,
it's hard to intimidate somebody like me. But I'm running out of time. We'll have to have a deeper talk along these lines another time. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
All right. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Just got confirmed. Coming up next is writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.